Second to order, members may indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 18 present. Senators Rohde and Ziegler are excused.
Prayer by the chaplain, Father Dale Sorrow.
Let us pray. As we pay tribute this week to the place in American history and in Alaskan history of black men and women, help us, Lord, to acknowledge our debt to those who so often oppress themselves have helped shatter the yoke of oppression. Such people have challenged us, speaking to us of noble things, of what is right, uttering truth about the wickedness of racial prejudice and enslavement. Lord God, as their words have nourished us, let our words be food, food healthy and beneficial for each other. Let us speak no longer in empty calories. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 26th, 27th, and 28th legislative days.
Senator Curtillo.
President, there are no additions or corrections. I move and ask unanimous consent. The journal be approved as read.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtillo.
President, the gallery today are two distinguished gentlemen. Richard Goodman of Manning, Louisiana, and Mr. Gordon Parker of Anchorage, the father and grandfather, respectively, of Gordon Parker, your sister.
Senator Kassel.
President, old friend, and I think possible graduate of the same school as yourself, Mr. Roblin.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
We have no.
Senator Ryder.
Slight correction, moving from high school.
Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor today.
Neither one of us wanted to identify our school, I noticed. Senator Curtillo.
Correct, I'm very happy to identify. The thing about the University of Kansas, it ruins a lot of good farmers and makes damn few good lawyers.
Further messages from the governor.
He still has no messages.
messages from the other house.
The House has appointed the following members to a free conference committee with powers of free conference to meet on committee substitute for House Bill 211, Finance, Administration of State Tax and Revenue Laws, and committee sub for House Bill 211, Finance, amended by the Senate. Representative Naughton, Chairman, Representative Malone, Representative Specking.
This time, Chair would appoint a free conference committee consisting of Senator Ray, Chairman, Senator Rader, Senator Miller.
The House has failed to recede from its amendment to Senate Bill 302, Possession of Weapons by Convicts, namely House Committee Sub for Senate Bill 302, amended by the House.
At this time, the Chair would appoint a committee consisting of Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senator Willis, Senator Tertillian.
The House has passed House Bill 294, amended by Representative H. Byrne, entitled An Act Relating to Health and Accident Insurance and Providing for an Effective Date.
Commerce.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
There's a message from James W. Brooks, Commissioner. Dear Senator Croft, transmitted with this letter is the annual report of the Division of Fisheries Rehabilitation, Enhancement, and Development. This report contains information regarding the division's activities in 75 and its proposals for activities for the next fiscal year. Sufficient copies of this report are enclosed for the membership on the Finance and Resources Committees. Additional copies of the report are available at the Department of Fish and Game, and we will be pleased to supply them for members of the Senate at your request. These reports are up here. I have no further Communications.
Reports to standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution 71, proposed increases in student fees at the University of Alaska under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance and Coletta. SCR 71 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports to special committees.
I have none.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 74 by Senators Ferguson, Ray, Miller, Meland, Chance, and Sackett, requesting the expenditure of funds appropriated for satellite ground stations to include television capabilities.
Finance.
I have no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 572 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Children's Code Revision Task Force, entitled An Act Relating to Children's Court Proceeding, Changing Children's Rules 2A, 12A, B, 17A, 21A, C, D, 22E, G, 23, 31B, C, and changing the court's responsibilities and authority under Children's Rules 12A, 21 and 23, and Rule of Civil Procedure 17B.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 621 by the Rules Committee by request of Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue, entitled An Act Relating to Assessment and Taxation of Oil and Gas Properties Excess Value Surtax, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, finance.
Senate Bill number 622 by Senators Meland, Chance, Poland, Willis, Ziegler, Rohde, Buttrovich, Kurtula, Ferguson, Huber, and Coletta, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund and Providing for an Effective Date.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 623 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Transportation, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Highways for Stream Clearance and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 624 by Senator Kurtula, entitled An Act Creating the Department of Renewable Resources and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources, finance.
Senate Bill number 625 by Senator Ferguson, entitled An Act Relating to State Aid for School Construction.
Health, Education, Social Services, finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar. We have before us Senate Concurrent Resolution number 72.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 72 by Senators Meland, Ziegler, and Croft, designating Alaska Centennial Salvation Army Week. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rader, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Kurtula, Ray, Croft, and Sackett. I have no amendments.
The discussion? Ready to vote?
Question.
Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution number 72 pass the Senate? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
Many as opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 72 passes the Senate. Now before us in second reading, House Bill 120. Senate Standard E. Can you read the bill?
House Bill number 120 by Representative Byrne, entitled An Act Relating to Eye Examinations for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Homan, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Coletta, Chance, and Bradley. I have no amendments.
Senator Kurtula.
Present, absent any amendments. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 120 be considered gross advance third reading and placed upon the passage.
Senator Kurtula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 120 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection. Before us in third reading, House Bill 120.
House Bill number 120, entitled An Act Relating to Eye Examinations for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senator Kurtula.
President, this is a big thing, but is there a fiscal note on this bill?
There is not.
Senator Ray?
Appreciate the leader's taking this up at this time, and this will make the second time in the past few days that the bill come through here. Obviously, it has financial implications, and that just has no finance needs as well. We started talking about medical services to be offered to eligible persons. We don't know who the eligible persons are. I don't know what a refraction and eye examination is. I don't know exactly what the cost is or would be. Perhaps if the body deems it necessary to find
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 120 be referred to the Finance Committee without objection. Bring us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, special orders. I move and ask unanimous consent that it be referred to the floor to comment on a couple of pieces of legislation.
Without objection, you have the floor.
With some apologies, because the comment committee has a number of bills that should have already been before this body. We're now awaiting the draft of the Malpractice Act. We have an agreement out of the Judiciary Chairman that this bill comes out with approximating the prejudices of the two committees, why it'll come before very directly, and probably won't even necessarily have to go to Judiciary. The Department of Transportation legislation, we heard one 2.5-3 hour input now by the administration. Of course, we've conducted hearings over the last summer on this subject. On the DOT, I advise every single person to look at the administration's bill and try to understand it, because it's not so much a legal technical thing as it is a whole philosophy of action. And the administration is recommending a substantial departure from any other state's Department of Transportation. And I'm sure that bill will come before for debate. And I have no personal prejudice in that matter. You could perhaps approach it from the method the administration is approaching, or you can approach it from the method the other states and the federal government. In any event, for heaven's sake, everybody attempt to read and look at that bill, because it's a substantial change, and we better be very, very careful to do this session in that regard. And I want everybody to have some input into it. So I say, read it, think about it, and it's going to come before you before very long. The finance chairman tells me that he's got his workbooks. They're now proceeding with dispatch on the budget, and finally getting gear here in that regard. Again, the Commerce Committee intends to have about perhaps 20 different bills will be available at the calendar before Saturday this week. And I hope the other committee chairman will be bringing forth legislation. We're just beginning now. The final bills have been drafted, are being drafted from the individuals, and I think we'll be showing progress here this week.
Further, Senator Chan?
I would ask the privilege of the floor say that eye refractions is fitting glasses to you.
Further special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Pelham?
The Senate Resources will meet this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Bill 186. I would like at this time to mention that there will be a joint meeting of the Senate and House Resource Committee meetings. I'm going to try and arrange for a conference room over in the state office building. This will be on the Cook Inlet land trade, and it will be on Wednesday. It will start at 1:30, and I hope that as many members of this body as can possibly do so will attend. It is something we're going to have to take action on, and something that everyone should be well informed before they have to make this judgment.
Senator Ray.
Finance Committee, President, those members meet or have eyes on the fact that we together rest of the committee to meet separately. But we will meet in regular session tomorrow morning. Subcommittee hearings on transportation.
Senator Chan?
Let's say the council is going to meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock in room 123A of this building. And the agenda will be the report from Child Welfare League on their survey of services of children and families here in the state and the recommendations, and the report from the consultants on higher education.
Further announcement of committee meeting?
At 1:30, among the bills that will be considered is Senate Bill 588 by Senator Ray Cookie. We hope to get these bills to final action for committee day. Senate Bill 459 by Senator Rohde, Senate Bill 583 by Senator Orsini, House Bill 284 by Representative Malone. There will also be a number of other bills coming up before us today. 1:30.
Any further, Senator Ferguson?
Senate has come at 1:30.
Further announcements? Further business? Senator Cartula?
One more admonition to look at the Department of Transportation bill, because that's going to be a big one, just like the medical malpractice. I'm asking us consent that the adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Cartula moves and asks unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning without objection.